Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Marion County naturalist Marla Mert about the snowy owl, which has been seen visiting Marion County. Some sightings recently in the state of Iowa of a type of bird or owl that, you know, we don't really see very often around the area, especially in Iowa. It's not here very often. I guess my first question for you, Marla, is what are people, you know, seeing out there, and what's the reason why they're seeing it?
Well, it's going to be a snowy Christmas around here, I guess. We've got an eruption of snowy owls coming into Iowa from way north of the Arctic tundra, and it's one of those things that's kind of magical and mystical this time of year to be able to run across a white owl. And right now it seems as though they're being sighted across the state of Iowa. They're continuing to move south. And this eruption happens about every 4 to 5 years.
Now, what's the reason for the eruption? What's the reason, you know, that they're down here? And do you know exactly maybe how long they're going to be around?
That's really hard to say about how long they're going to be around. The reason that they come down this way, actually, they probably had a really, really good breeding year straight north of us up in the northern part of Canada, and the lemming population was probably very high, and so that they had a really awesome breeding year. And those young now are being kicked out of breeding territory and their parents' territory, and they're on their own. And the lemmings themselves are probably under snow and ice, not easily caught. They also eat Arctic hares and some seabirds and things like that. So they're in the areas to catch a lot of things, but with the weather that they have, it's probably a little bit harder for them to be able to catch their food. So they begin to move south on this search for food. And they hear, of course, moving down from the north, eat rabbits and sometimes waterfowl, depending on, you know, where those might be over the course of their migration. Here, rabbits and voles are probably going to be their largest food consumption, and that's what we have most of. And we have a mild winter, but this habitat isn't anything like the Arctic tundra. We have trees, we have barbed wire fences, we have power lines, we have things that are not at the Arctic tundra, and so sometimes they don't necessarily come here on the search for food because they're starving, but they're just nomadic and continuously moving south as a movement. So hopefully, if you happen to run across a snowy owl, you might want to look on power poles or fence posts in open territories around our cornfields and open areas. It seems as though the cornfields are a little bit deceiving. They kind of look similar to the Arctic tundra floor, you know, kind of rough and laid out. And now that we don't have snow, they have a tendency to sit in the cornfields too, or hunt in the cornfields that look somewhat similar to home. So the open areas are where you're going to possibly run into one. We really can't direct you to a sighting or anything. We do have snowies that have been sighted in Marion County, and it's an awesome thing. But as I say, they're nomadic, and they move a lot. And you may or may get that opportunity. And if you do, some of us who are birders and kind of enthusiastic about seeing new things, the viewing etiquette is just to be a little cautious. There are largest North American bird. They weigh about 4 pounds, so they're a very large owl with lots of feathers. But again, they're in a different habitat and a different scenario, so stress is something that we look out for. So don't try and approach them. Be careful with flashes of your camera. Keep a good distance. Use your binoculars. And as we were talking, just take the memory. You know, you may not have a camera. You may not have something to visually take that moment with you, but it will always be with you if you happen to capture a sighting of a snowy owl.
Now, I know that you said, you know, we can't really direct people to where they are because they're going to be moving around. They're going to be all over the place. It's going to be hard to pinpoint really where they are, so you just got to be on the lookout. But there are viewing areas for different birds in Marion County, from eagles and other things that are kind of on the move this time of year as well.
That's right. The bald eagles have been moving in pretty heavily in the last few weeks, which is a little late for Lake Red Rock, but we've had a really mild winter. And now that the northern part of the state's in way up north in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Canada, those bald eagles are starting to move here and to the Mississippi. And we have a great sitting spot for wintering bald eagles. We've got roost areas, we have open water, we have everything that they need. They also eat a lot of roadkill and things like that. So once our turkey vultures move out in the fall, our bald eagles from the north start moving in. Our bald eagles that live here have been working on their nests for the last couple of months, and so if you see a bald eagle nest on your travels, you may just very well see those eagles right around the nest. They're kind of keeping their territory intact. They've got other birds coming in, and so they don't want to leave that territory very bad. Great horned owls are going to be nesting next month. There's been a lot of sightings of short-eared owls and rough-legged hawks coming in from the north. And of course, you may see more red-tailed hawks this time of year because we get a lot of that migration from the north too, and hold those birds until spring, until they are ready to move back to their breeding areas.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.